I believe it's important that we set out what we want to do in the future for the councillors to know that we're not going to stop. We want to build some more shiny, impressive buildings for the town, but we haven't got the money to do it. We haven't got the money in Corby to do it ourselves, so we have to work in partnership. And we've got the old Tresham College site that's owned by the Homes and Community Agency, and we've been working with developers, the Homes and Community Agencies and other partners in developing that as a leisure hub for the town. And that will include a 8-screen cinema that people everywhere you go say they want. And we're now in talks with 2 cinema operators for them. They're battling to come to Corby. It's absolutely brilliant. We've got 2 cinema operators wanting to come to Corby, and it's... I believe that we'll go to planning in May and it'll be built hopefully this time next year.
So this new cinema that would be somewhere between the Cube and the swimming pool, that vacant land in the front there?
Yeah. Well, what we've got, the beautiful town square, which is outside the Cube and along the Corby Walk. The other side of the Corby Walk will be the cinema area, and then down from that there'll be the hotel and some pubs and some restaurants, the kind of restaurants that you get around cinemas that people are wanting in the town. We could have put this out of town, but we think it's best to have all this within Corby Town Centre. It helps with Land Security's vision for the town as well, and in partnership we think we can deliver this.
And you also want to build some new flats on some of this land.
Well, it's not our land, but what we're doing is we're pushing the landowners to get this developed.
And that's the Homes and Communities Agency.
Yeah, it's owned by the Homes and Community Agency, but they need a return on the land that they've brought off of Tresham College. And so what we're looking at is putting around 34 high-quality flats there that we're confident that will be sold, and that will help pay for this development, because developments don't come cheap and we've got to get the money in. But what we're great as a council is working with partners in getting money to improve the town. And we're hoping to get some planning gain off of, we've got 2 Tescos wanting to come to the town. We'll say, yes, Tescos, come to Corby, but we want some money to help pay for this development. And that's what we're going to do.
How much of this is wishful thinking?
It's not wishful thinking, because it's we're moving very, very forward in developing it. And we're now talking, we've not only got the plans in place, we're now talking to people that want to be in position there. So we're talking to hotel groups, we're talking to pub groups, we're talking to restaurant groups, and more importantly, we're talking to 2 cinema operators who want to come to the town and who want to be based in Corby Town Centre. So it's not wishful thinking, this is going to happen.
And how much is it all going to cost? And none of this money coming from the council?
It's a multi-million pound project. The exact figure I'm not aware of yet. But the reassuring thing for the council ratepayers, it won't cost them anything. We are working with partners. It's not our land. And the land's got to be used for something. What we're saying to our partners is, wouldn't this be a great use? You'll be getting a rental income from the cinema. You'll get a rental income from the hotel. You'll get a rental income from the pubs. And you'll be able to sell the flats. So it'll be cost negative for anybody. In fact, there'll be a profit in it for the Home Community Agency. That's what we're about. We're about developing Corby and working with the townspeople. This is what the people in the town have told us clearly that they want.